it's not as though there are any concerns about your defense, but of the two plays today, what was the more impressive for you, the bare hand or the long throw that you had to make?
Probably the long throw. It was a play that I had to backhand in third base, something that I don't do very often, and still make the long throw. Something that maybe people is questioning to see if I still have the ability to make a good throw to first base with power, accurate. And, you know, a play that I don't play that position very often, and, you know, I it come through. So I think the bare hand play, I'm used to do that quite a few times. And overall, it was a good defensive game for me.
Do you feel like you have to prove that arm strength? I mean, it is something that John Farrell's mentioned a couple of times. We want to see if Omar can make that throw.
Yeah, of course. I think people know my reputation as a good infielder, but sometimes you question the age and the things that you can do on the field. I'm glad that I still have the ability to make people talk about that. And obviously, I've been working a lot in those kind of things to maintain my flexibility, my agility, and my quickness. So, you know, I know it's not the same that when you are 35, but, at least I can still go out on the field and show that I can do it.
It's the same as a lot of people are when they're 35, though. Do you think that your clock is still the same, that that you know when you have to let it go and when you don't? Has that changed at all for you?
No, I still remain the same. I think that when you play this game for that long, you have a pretty much idea who's running and when you have to deliver the ball, how quick you have to be with your feet and with your arm. So that's something that I think is an instinct, and you always keep with you.
How long have you known John Farrell?
Ever since my beginning with Cleveland. He was there. I think he was still a player, if I don't remember. So and when I was with Seattle, I think I faced him a couple times. So, you know, I know him for quite a bit.
Was that, coming over here, was that part of the thought process too? Was knowing the manager a little bit? Or?
No, not really. I think at this point in my career, I just know about or play with almost every manager there is. So, you know, it wasn't going to be that different.
Mm-hmm. You, I asked someone the other day when we were talking about having Omar on the team, I said, the worst thing I could imagine is being the guy that has to go and tell Omar Vizquel that, I'm sorry, we don't have a spot for you in the team.
Yeah.
Realistically, you must have known you had a real good chance when you came here. I mean, people are saying, well, he's got to prove this, he's got to prove that. Yeah. But, I mean...
Well, you prepare for moments like that, you know? Mm-hmm. I knew what situation I was coming in when they tell you that you have a minor league contract or you have an invitation or whatever, and if things don't go your way, you know, you have to be willing to accept the, the critique from your manager, from the general manager, for the people that is going to let you go or send you down or whatever. You know, I think for me, I feel grateful for this opportunity that I don't want to waste. I want to show that I can still play in the show. And give it my all.
You've already gone through this several times, at least, of thinking this is the last year, or being released, or being told, tapped on the shoulder and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, when I was with, with the Rangers, with the Texas Rangers, when they asked me that I have to come in and mentor a guy that I was 20 years old, and, you know, with Elvis Andrews, I didn't know really where I was standing there. I have a minor league contract also. I wasn't a guaranteed contract for me. And then it worked out great. You know, I finished strong. I have a good year. And then the White Sox give me a guarantee contract for the next year. So I end up having a good year with them. And then the year after that, they end up giving me another guarantee year. You know, so that was two guarantee years after a year that I didn't know if I was going to be in the big leagues or not. So it worked out great. And then, you know, this year is about the same that happened like Texas. You know, I have an invitation with a little league contract. Minor league contract, and you know, see what happened. And I don't really think about that, though. I think about the things that I need to do on the field to stay. And you know,
what has become harder for you as you've gotten older? What part of the game is harder?
I don't know. I don't know if the offense has become harder or the defense has become harder, because you have to reach and you have to still maintain your quickness. It's hard to answer. I don't think any part of the game has become harder except your own physical condition, or maintain the quickness and the elasticity.
And maintaining the weight. I mean, as people get into their 40s, it becomes more difficult than as they get into their mid-40s. Look at this guy.
Yeah, I never have any problem with the weight, you know. It doesn't matter how much I eat or how least I eat. I never have any problem with the weight. I maintain my weight for about 20 years. So.
You're talking about, you don't know which one is the more difficult, which part of it, but your defense is so much more instinct. Batting is not necessarily instinct. It's just, you know.
Well, no, you're wrong about that. I think they both instincts, and they both need, you know, the quickness and the reflex and, you know, and the eye coordination, hand coordination. So I think both, I mean, if you're a hitter, you still have to be able to react and have instinct. What is he throwing, if he's coming in, if he's going out there? You know, hitting a 95 miles an hour fastball at 45 is not the same hitting it at 25. So, you know, you still have to maintain your physical condition, I think.
Well, you're not going to be 45 for another month.
Yeah, but I will enter the season at that age if I make the team.
So what about the hitting? Tell us about the one big hit with the two outs and the bases loaded.
Well, two strikes, and, you know, I have some kind of a changeup or a split finger that didn't really break much and stay up in the strike zone, and I just was able to hit it up the middle.
Are you pleased with how often John has been putting the hit and run on when you've been at bat? It seems like it's been three or four times already.
Yeah, well, that's part of my game. You know, I think they want to see the bat ability. They want to see how we can move the game with the fast guys running the bases and my ability to hit the ball in the hole. And, you know, it has worked. So it's part of my game.
Great. Thank you very much.